And what grade did she get to in school?
I have not answered that. But what grade did you know?
Well, where were most of her people from? From McIntosh County? From McIntosh?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'll ask you some of these questions I was telling you about.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
evening, okay.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before.
Before noon, I think.
Well, a word that has sun in it. I got up before.
The sunrise.
Okay. I'm sorry, but the
sunrise.
And so in the morning it's sunrise, and in the evening it's
sundown, yeah.
Okay. If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
fair.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
A shower.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
I call it a mantelpiece.
Okay. What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Fire irons, I think that would call it.
Okay. What do you call small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
And what about little, particularly rich pieces of wood that are cut up into little slivers?
Fat. Fat logs.
What do you call a place that people hang overcoats and things like that? A little room that has a rod and hangers.
Closet.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call a great big piece of furniture that people can hang clothes up in?
A wardrobe. Mm-hmm.
What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house?
Weatherboard.
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
A porch.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof on it?
A flat form.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
A cow pen.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we don't have rocks here, do we? What do you call a large wooden thing that's open at the top for carrying water or milk in?
Milk pail.
Okay. And what do you call the same kind of thing if it's made out of metal?
Milk jar.
Hmm?
A milk pitcher would be.
Well, same shape that as a milk pail, but it's just made out of metal instead of wood. Would you still call it a milk pail?
That's what I would call it.
Okay. are you familiar with the word piggin to mean a pail or a bucket?
Piggin.
Yeah, I don't think people use it in Georgia, I'm not sure. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
Okay. And can you think of any other words besides frying pan?
Some people call it a skillet.
Okay. Well, now, would a skillet be just exactly like a frying pan? Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on and off?
A basin.
No.
Well, yeah.
Spigot. Oh, yeah, spigot. We turn the water on.
Yeah.
That's not good.